Hi, I'm Associate Producer Jillian Parks. Come along and join correspondent Tom Wilmer as he visits with some incredible filmmakers on the island of Maui. Destin Daniel Cretton, a Maui filmmaker, has taken one of the world's biggest movies to the silver screen around the globe. As director of Spider-Man, Brand New Day, Cretton has made it to the heights of Hollywood. But back home on Maui, through Hiasco Film Lab, the nonprofit he founded, he's focused on helping young people find their own voices through filmmaking. Hiasco Film Lab is about more than just teaching young people how to make movies. It's about giving them the opportunity to develop their own creative voices, build confidence, learn how to work through a process, and experience what it means to bring an idea to life. They're learning how to collaborate, solve problems, take creative risks, and turn an idea into something real. Filmmaking becomes a way to spark curiosity, open the door to real-world experiences, and help young people see what might be possible for themselves. The young filmmakers are learning much more than just how to make the movies. They're learning how to make something of their own. Through Hiasco's 7-week summer lab program, high school students from across Maui come together to write, shoot, edit, and premiere their own films. Along the way, they learn that filmmaking is not a solitary pursuit. It's a collaborative art built around many voices. This summer, Hiasco filmmakers screened their work at the Wailuku Film Festival on Maui. 11 students also traveled from Maui to San Diego for Comic-Con, where they also participated in the San Diego International Children's Film Festival. And this summer, 3 Hiasco interns also traveled to Los Angeles for a special creator and filmmaker experience connected to Spider-Man: Brand New Day, meeting members of the film's creative team and seeing firsthand how a major production comes together. There's something wonderfully circular about all of this. Cretton's own filmmaking journey began on Maui when his grandmother gave him a VHS camera. He started making movies with his siblings, documenting the world around him and discovering storytelling through the simple act of making. His grandmother later took Cretton and his siblings to Los Angeles, where he got a behind-the-scenes glimpse at Universal Studios. Cretton realized that the movies he loved weren't made by one person, but hundreds of people, bringing different skills, ideas, and talents together. For a young kid with a camera, it was a glimpse into what filmmaking could become. Today, Cretton and his family are creating that same kind of spark for young people on Maui. Hiasco Film Lab is named for his grandmother, the person who first put that VHS camera in his hands. And recently, those young filmmakers had a big screen moment of their own. At Regal Maui Mall, students premiered the films they created during the summer lab. Nearly 300 people came out to see them: students, alumni, parents, grandparents, family, and friends. After the films, the students sat down with Cretton for a conversation about filmmaking, storytelling, and the experiences that happen along the way. Because at Hiasco, the goal isn't simply to teach young people how to make a film. And then the lights went down and the audience watched Spider-Man: Brand New Day. Young filmmakers from Maui had just watched their own stories premiered on the big screen. Today, we're going to meet 3 young filmmakers. Sam was part of Hiasco's very first summer lab and returned as an intern. He's now pursuing a degree in film at Loyola Marymount University. Anna has combined live action and animation in her filmmaking and recently took her work to the San Diego International Children's Film Festival during Comic-Con. And Kaylin, a current Hiasco student, has already made films exploring family, identity, roots, and even a murder mystery. We'll hear what these young filmmakers discovered about themselves, what they learned about working with one another, and what happens when young people are given the tools, the encouragement, and the opportunity to tell their own stories. We'll also hear from Destin Daniel Cretton and Brad Kester about the filmmaking community they've built on Maui, their commitment to nurturing the next generation of storytellers, and their vision for helping grow a vibrant, creative community here in Hawaii and across the Pacific. Come along and join the conversation.
Aloha, Sir, I'm the co-founder or co-director of Hisako Film Lab. Along with Joy Cretin is our other co-director. And our founder is Destin Daniel Cretin, director of Spider-Man Brand New Day as well. Destin's here. We also have Samuel Pacey, who is he was in our very first Hisako summer program, the first large program that we ran in 2024. He is a graduate of Baldwin High School here on Maui, and he is attending next year Loyola Marymount University, studying film. We also have Annalena De Haas, who was in our spring program from 2025, and she is a recent graduate from Kihei Charter School, high school on Maui. And last but not least, we have Kaylin Leeper. She has just recently finished our summer program, and she got to premiere her film alongside Spider-Man last Sunday. This was her second program of ours that she completed. So there's a brief introduction to everybody. Yeah, sure. Destin, Hisako yes, Film Lab. this is something that was on your mind for a long time before we launched it. What was the reason you wanted to do something like this?
Well, when I grew up on Maui, I grew up in Haiku, Maui, and I was from an early age very addicted and really fell in love with the process of making movies. And there weren't many programs on Maui that would expose me to other people who did this for a living. There weren't many programs that would allow me to develop as a filmmaker. And so when I left the island and learned more about this wonderful art and fell in love with it, I always wanted to create something on Maui for young filmmakers to be able to be exposed to professionals in the industry and to have a safe space to get together and make movies. The Hisako Film Lab was named after my grandma. Hisako was her Japanese name, and my grandma was the woman who gave me my first video camera when I was 11 or 12 years old, and that was the spark that really made me fall in love with the process of making movies.
At that time, you had no clue what that was going to lead to in your life, right?
Oh, I had zero clue. I mean, even when I was, because I wasn't exposed to anything, I didn't know that there were jobs in this industry. It didn't really cross my mind that that could be a career path. And so I just kind of pursued this as a hobby for a very long time. And I feel very lucky that it has kind of turned into a job.
Why didn't you go to University of Hawaii? Why did you go to San Diego? Did that have anything to do?
I sort of went to the University of Hawaii. I went to, at that time, it was MCC. So I went to Maui Community College for 2 years. And then I went to a church in Pukalani called Pukalani Church of the Nazarene. And all of my friends that I hung out with were all going off to college, to a college that I didn't really know much about. It's called Point Loma Nazarene University. And I just didn't want to be left alone, so I applied last minute and followed them there. I didn't really have any clear plan or trajectory, but I just went to California and just kept making movies along the way.
What year did you graduate in San Diego?
2001.
So you have a gap between 2001 until I see 2013, the short-term movie film. What did you do in the interim?
After I graduated from Point Loma in 2001, I did a lot of random things. At that time, I was making short films as a hobby, and I was working. I started shooting wedding videos at that time. I was working part-time at a hotel, setting up their media projectors and things for conferences. And then I also, it was during that time that I got a full-time job working at a group home for at-risk teenagers. And I did that for about 2 years. And that became the inspiration for what would later be my thesis film, Short-Term 12, which was a short, and then I would turn that into Short-Term 12, The Future.
And so you did a film about the group home, right?
Correct.
How did that lead to the 2013 short-term?
When it came time for me, around 2004, I was accepted into San Diego State University for their film program, their graduate film program. And my thesis film was a short film that was based on the journals that I had taken while I was working at that group home. And the name of that group home, or the section of the group home that I worked in, was called Short Term 12. So I did a short film that was about 20 minutes long that was just a day in the life at a group home like that. And that went to Sundance, and then it won the jury prize that year. And then that kind of snowballed and allowed me to do my first feature, which is called I Am Not a Hipster, and then my second feature, which is called Short Term 12.
And at that time, what sort of equipment were you using?
My short film, Short Term 12, we shot on Super 16 film. And then when I did my first two features, we're shooting digital. So we're shooting in, I think the first one was the Red camera, and then the second one was an Arri. But don't quote me on that, because I'm not totally sure. It was a long time ago.
So at some point, you came back to Maui, right?
I would come back to Maui often to visit, but I didn't come back to live. But in the interim, like before doing Short Term 12, the feature, I was working at a high school in San Diego in their video production conservatory. I was working as a teaching artist there. And I thought that would likely be what I'd pay the bills was teaching. And that's also where Brad Kester, who is now running our film lab, also worked at that same high school conservatory. So when I knew that Brad was going to be moving to Maui, this was kind of shortly after the fires in Lahaina, I was really wanting to do something for the youth on this island. Since Brad was thinking about moving to Maui, we talked about taking the curriculum that we were using for those high school students in San Diego and bringing that to Maui and offering it to young people here.
Brad did not move independently. Part of the reason he moved to Maui had to do with you.
Brad was moving to Maui, and I think it just sort of sweetened the deal. I don't know. You can answer that, Brad.
Yeah, I was coming to Maui already, and I was trying to. I knew Destin had kind of been kicking around the idea of doing something like this, and I wasn't really sure how serious he was about it. So I was kind of looking around at other teaching jobs, and then he started talking to me more seriously about doing this, and it just seemed like the stars aligned perfectly for it.
So Brad, when you first started working to survive on Maui, how did you do it?
Well, this was my job initially coming out. Like once we, it kind of was the perfect timing where Destin and I kind of coordinated plans kind of just as the move was happening. So I had a little bit of time to settle in once we moved, and then kind of got right into doing the work of sort of figuring out what Hisako would look like, which took a little bit of legwork just to kind of feel out what might work. We knew we had a really good framework based on the school that Destin and I had both worked at. So we knew that something like that would work, but the challenge was figuring out how to do it in a way that incorporated multiple high schools and kind of tried to reach the whole island as much as possible, versus what we'd been doing before in San Diego was that just at one particular school in like an after school context. So there was a lot of there was a bit of experimentation that the first year, but it was something we kind of jumped into right away once I moved made the move out.
Segue of sorts, Hisako Film Lab. You and Destin started that together.
Yeah, I guess you could say so.
And Destin, tell us about the provenance of the name Hisako. Is that your grandma?
Yeah, Hisako is my grandma's name. And, she was a nurse her whole life, but she had a real creative streak, and she was always encouraging me and my siblings and our creativity. She also really instilled in us a very strong work ethic. She was always a very safe place for me to be creative and to explore. And so naming this lab after her just helps to remind me of the heart of this thing that we want to exist on this island, that it's a place that hopefully allows these other young filmmakers to feel that feeling of place and that feeling of safety that I felt with my grandma.
Well, backing up a little bit, it was your grandma that gave you the VHS camcorder, right? She started your whole ball rolling, right?
Yeah, when I was about 11 or 12, she took me on my first big trip off island with five of my siblings. So there's six of us total, and five of us went on this trip to California with my grandma and grandpa. She took us to Universal Studios and to Disneyland, and it was my first time being exposed to the way that movies are made and to seeing how Jaws was made and how E.T. was made. And the whole time that I was there, she had recently bought this VHS camera, and she allowed me to use it to document our trip. And so I got really hooked on using that camera. And when we came back, I asked her if I could borrow it, and she never asked for it back. So we just started making movies in my backyard from that point on, and that became our obsession.
That's really funny. So you could do some real retro filming with that thing today, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you and Brad kind of brainstorm Hisako Film Lab together?
Yeah, it was when Brad was moving out here, we just started brainstorming how we could kind of offer a program like what we were offering in San Diego, but to the youth of Maui. My hope was that a program would not just be teaching skills to be a filmmaker, but would be teaching skills that these young people can apply to any part of their life. For me, having that camera when I was in my teens really allowed me to have a tool that helped me process things that would otherwise be, I think, more difficult for me to process. That it was almost like a therapeutic tool for me. And the hope was that just allowing these young people to get together to teach them how to use these tools, to teach them the basics of storytelling. And then when we put them into groups, we hope that the relationships that they build and the process of going through the whole beginning, middle, and end of making a movie and then showcasing that in front of a community, we hope that that whole experience really changes them in the same way that it has changed me.
So does that partially describe the overarching philosophy of what Hisako Film Lab is all about?
Yeah, I mean, for me, we love movies. I mean, that is our co collective love and obsession for storytelling and movies. And growing up on Maui, going to the theater was always my connection and window to the outside world. And then when I got to start making those movies, just the process of doing that took on a life of its own, and
was something that really helped me grow as a person. And our philosophy is that the process of creating art in a group is something that is truly magical and has the potential to really change you and heal you and grow you as a person. And we just offer a very safe space to allow these young people to experience that.
So your students, are they an equal mix of high school and college age kids?
We're targeting high school is our main focus at the moment. As we've been doing that for a couple of years, we are seeing that there's an opportunity to kind of reach college age and kind of those people that are out of high school or who have kind of graduated from our program. And we've seen an opportunity to continue supporting them. We're still focused on high school, but that is something that we're trying to kind of like build. We're kind of early stages of building something like that. But high school is our main focus at the moment.
So that would partially explain your long-term goals for Field Lab would be beyond just high school.
I mean, our relationships that we build with our students obviously extend beyond high school once they leave, but our focus of the lab is, you know, where the lab is building young people. But I mean, one prime example is one of our students who graduated from one of our labs and then went off to Chapman University. She applied to be an intern on Spider-Man Brand New Day, and we brought her into the post-production office, and she was with us throughout all of post, and she just did really well. Everybody really loved having her around, and she learned a ton of hands-on experience through that. So we're always looking for ways to continue to support our students wherever they go.
Another little example is that we had Samuel, who's with us today, was back home for the summer from college, and he was an intern for us in our summer lab program this summer. So that was a really cool way to get him involved. And then he also with a few other of our interns that were working with us with our summer lab students made their own film among the interns. So we're always looking for ways to kind of keep the relationship alive with the people that are moving on from the program.
Again, the big picture of Haisako Film Lab. How do you connect with the student participants?
The first thing I wanted to do was kind of build relationships with the different high schools that had media programs. So I just kind of hit up all the teachers, and many of them I've gotten to come and spend time in their classroom. That's where I first met Samuel, actually. And then we kind of advertised to the schools when we're having our programs coming up. And initially I really wasn't sure how that would go, if we'd be able to get like find the right people that wanted to do it. But it's been really cool and really inspiring to see these students from different pockets of the island all come together in one place and get to work together in a way that they might not get to otherwise, and share their interest in filmmaking.
So, a little again out of sequence, but you worked on the film Spider-Man, A Brand New Day. Talk to us about that for a moment.
Yes, I feel very privileged to have been the director of Spider-Man, Brand New Day. We shot in London for about 9 months or so, and then I've worked on it for a total of about a little over a year and a half. And it's been incredibly special to go through that process and be able to premiere that movie in Los Angeles and London and around the world, and then come back home here to Maui and have a premiere of the movie right alongside our newest students from our newest film lab, and premiere Spider-Man right alongside all of their new short films. It was really a very, very special night for me to be surrounded by our new students, and many of our old students came out for the event along with few hundred people from the community, and it was really wonderful.
That's really cool. Well, Caitlin has a little connection with Spider-Man in that her film on the big screen was showcased at the Regal Maui Mall, right? Maybe Caitlin can talk about that.
Yeah, it was really awesome. This weekend, my film and a few of the other Hisako films premiered right before Spider-Man, which was really awesome to see. It was honestly such like a surreal experience to be able to see, you know, my second short film ever to, along with the other, you know, short films of other students, premiere before such a big and ongoing like film.
And what was your...
My film is called 4 AM. It's about this girl who lost her mother 10 years ago, and it's about her kind of unraveling the mystery of what happened.
That went over really well at the Regal Maui Mall. That was a great evening for you.
Yeah, the premiere was really super fun. We were able to have like a red carpet where we had like a ton of guests. I want to say we had like between 200 and 300 guests total, which was really awesome to see that many people come together for the film and for all of the short films. And it was so cool to see like just a huge premiere for the short films.
And did you start out being a student in the Hisako Film Lab? How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved in the Spring Lab of this year. It was my first Spring Lab. I was looking through all my schools, like different extracurriculars and stuff that, you know, were listed as options on Maui. And at the time, I wasn't sure quite what I wanted to go into, like, after high school. And I was like, I knew I wanted to go in storytelling in some form or another. So I saw Hisako Film Lab listed, and I was like, okay, I might as well, you know, apply and just see if I get in, you know? And so I submitted the application and did the interview with Joy and Brad and did the Spring Lab. And it was honestly such a fun experience for me. And I learned so much that I decided to again this summer.
That's really cool. We have Sam on the line. Sam, did you start out at the lab?
Yeah, in 2024, in the summer of 2024, that was the year that I graduated. And the summer after I graduated, Brad and Destin, you know, had the first ever Hisako Film Lab. And Brad talked to me during the school year, talked to me about possibly joining it. And then so I applied and went through it. And it was a lot of fun that summer.
That's really cool. So what are you doing with your...
So I am now in LA trying to continue to make independent films and short films and whatnot. And the summer, while I've been back on Maui, me and three other interns who were helping out at the Hisako Film Lab this summer, just created a film and tried to just make a short film over the summer.
Sam will also be attending Loyola Marymount University study film this coming fall as well.
Sam, you attended the Hisako Film Lab. What was it like working with other people to make a film during your time there?
It was a really big learning and fun experience to be able to make a film with other people, because you know, everyone that is in the program has different experiences and different skill sets. And so when you're able to collaborate with people who have different ideas and different skill sets, it kind of makes a more interesting and fulfilling film when everyone's able to have input and able to add something that you aren't able to do yourself.
How did you first get the bug? What made you decide you wanted to do filmmaking?
Pretty much like most of my childhood, since I was like in middle school, I've always been making short videos with my friends just for fun. And it's just something that I've always really enjoyed, and something that if I have to do anything with my life, that's something that I would want to be consistent throughout the rest of my life.
So what's on the horizon for you?
The next thing that's coming up is we're in the editing process of the short film that we made this summer. And so that'll hopefully be done sometime later this month or next month. And then just on to the next short film that I'm going to work on, whatever that is.
So you're living on Maui now?
Well, I'm going to school at Loyola Marymount. So I'll be back there in like 2 weeks. I fly back and go back to school.
And your major is what, filmmaking?
Yeah.
So we have Anna on the line. Anna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Tell us about yourself and your connection with the Film Lab.
I got connected doing a Spring Lab a while back. And since then, I've just tried to stay in the loop. And Brad and Joy and Destin have been like so amazing with, you know, keeping me on and trying to keep me included in everything. And it's been such an amazing experience.
Do you see yourself as being a videographer or a screenwriter? You know, is it what impresses you the most?
Honestly, like the whole process is just amazing. Like each part of doing a film, like is honestly like a favorite part for me. It's just each process makes and shapes the film. I think when you're filming though, there's this certain like feeling in the air of like when you were seeing actors perform and having that recording and you're seeing what's been written like come to life and kind of like the movie that's in your head and it's like all mapping out and you're seeing how you're going to edit those pieces. And I think whether I'm behind the camera or trying to kind of direct the movie, I really love being kind of on set. So anything that I could be on set with, I would absolutely love to, because that just like being there and feeling like that feeling with everybody there is just absolutely incredible.
So being behind the camera lens, is that really cool for you?
I would definitely say it's one of my favorite parts. I think seeing a story come to life that may be a personal experience for you and then seeing that be shown and kind of right before your eyes is so cool.
Yeah, I've done a little video work, and what's fascinating, I mean, just yesterday I was watching a movie, I'm just going, oh my God, they really come together in the editing process, right? So tell us about transforming raw footage into an edited masterpiece. I mean, that's the magic.
Yeah, I think that was so amazing to be taught how to edit as well, because like I didn't have much experience going into it, so to be kind of shown and like have such good equipment to edit was amazing. We also had some animation aspects in our film, and that was difficult in some areas to match up with real life cinematography, but it was just amazing to have some guidance through that. And really, you got to see like the best takes of the actors and then certain parts of the story that were so important to show the message, and it just all comes together. And yeah, the editing was just amazing. I really enjoyed seeing it all come together, and certain takes just of the scenes is really cool to see how it all pieces together.
And another dynamic below the surface sometimes, but it plays such an important role, and that's the music. Talk to us about music for a moment and weaving that in.
That was such a cool part for us. Our title of the short film was kind of based, I mean, it's kind of based on a song, and it was such a cool thing to find music for our film. It is such an important role. I feel like it's one of the most important roles in a film, is the music really takes you into it and you kind of feel it when you're watching it. Like sometimes you even get chicken skin, like it can put you in the movie. So when we were figuring out the music, we just spent so long, and I remember my teammates and I would go on call and we would just try and figure out what song to use that would bring it together and make people feel like they were really a part of the movie and really there with the characters. And people who make music, I mean, they're just absolutely talented and creative, because it can really express things that builds the whole movie and connects it all together.
Absolutely fascinating. Let's talk about teamwork for a moment, how that transformed for you at the school and the lab and whatnot. That's an important part of your dynamic, right? Working with others.
Yeah, I would say it's probably one of the most important things. It's it was so cool to be a part of a group that was so passionate about creativity and making a film. I think it was really cool to kind of be separate from school and with people who really wanted to be there and wanted to create things. And Sam kind of brought it up that people have different experiences than you and they can communicate that in such beautiful ways. So when kind of my group and my friend who really came up with the story, and then we all three worked on it, the script writing, it was so cool to see each of our personal experiences coming in hand to really elevate the story. And there's things that both of my teammates put in there that I never could have thought of. And it was so amazing through screenwriting, through making the shot list, and then filming it, editing it, all the different opinions, and then like some of the songs. And it just really, it was kind of a film about friendship. And through it, we kind of became really good friends because it was like such different opinions, but so creative. And it was so amazing to be in a place that we could really express. And then it came together to make such a good film and good experience. It was really valuable and really amazing.
That's awesome. Caitlin, do you want to jump in? Any thoughts you're thinking about?
Sure, yeah. I think it's been really cool to be able to collaborate with all these different people in, you know, Film Lab and outside of Film Lab too. You know, there's so many groups of these kids with these connections that I'm making and that everyone's making, that we are even starting to make our own short films outside of Hisako, and we're starting to make our own, you know, little groups, and we're starting to figure out who we want to work with, what roles we kind of want to fit into.
Do you ever think of being in front of the camera, Caitlin?
Yeah, I've thought about it. You know, being in front of the camera is cool in its own way. It's really a different job to be, you know, acting and to be, you know, in front of the camera and that way instead of behind the camera. My, you know, personal choice would be to be behind the camera and to be the one, you know, directing and making sure and helping the story come to life. But I really think it's like acting is such an amazing job, and those who do it, like especially, you know, the actors in my most recent film did an amazing job.
Anna and I were speaking a while ago about the editing process. It's almost like magic in a way, done seamlessly. Tell us about your editing thoughts.
Yeah, editing is definitely a very interesting process for me personally. It's not my personal favorite part of the process because it just takes a lot of work that is not, you know, the way I personally want to be a part of filmmaking. I like, you know, kind of more the directing side, but editing, you know, multiple films at this point, it's definitely really helps the film come to life. And, you know, it's, you know, one of the last steps before you, you know, submit your film to be watched by other people, you know, to have it on film festivals or on, you know, if you're making a full feature film in theaters and to everyone. So it's such a really interesting part of the process to really see the final vision and to see all the footage you recorded really come to life, even if it's slightly different than, you know, than the original idea you had written down on the script, because that happens so often. You know, you go off a little bit to make the movie even better than you wrote it down.
Anna and I were speaking earlier about the role of music in making a movie. Do you have anything you want to add on that topic?
Yeah, I think music is such an important part of like the editing process and how a movie comes together in the end, because it really adds that emotional depth into the film. Like, for example, in my film, my most recent film, 4 AM, it's very suspenseful and it's very dramatic. But before we added that music, you just didn't feel that when you watched it. But when we added that music in, it really upgraded the emotion and it really made you feel along with the character when you're watching it.
It's really interesting because it's almost smoke and mirrors, right? So mm-hmm. It's subtle.
One cool thing I've noticed And particularly in this last summer program is we made four films, and three of the four films, the students wanted to make their own music for the film. So including Kaylin's film, one of her teammates made some very cool music for it. And like Kaylin said, as soon as that music, they were kind of editing a rough edit for a while. And then they got that new music from their teammate, and it immediately, like, when I heard them lay it in there, I was like, whoa, what is that? That just changes the whole film. Like, that really made the whole film click. But I think it's been cool to see students who are interested in kind of multimedia things, bringing in those other talents and making music for their movies has been really cool.
Brad, are you still there?
I'm here.
Anything you want to jump in and add to what we've been talking about?
I think we covered some amazing things from all these students. I would just say it's been, I'm constantly inspired and astounded by what happens when we bring students together who just have an interest in making a movie together. And it's almost the same every lab that we do, where the students don't really know exactly what to expect when they come in it, and they always surprise themselves and surprise all of us when they just go through the steps of getting some going from start to finish on something. And there's always moments where there's big highs and it's very exciting, and then there's moments where there's kind of low points where they feel overwhelmed and daunted and aren't sure how this is going to turn out. But every single time we always make it to the finish line, and I think the students are always so pleased with themselves and grow in their confidence when they get to the finish line on the project.
Can I say one more thing on the topic of editing?
Yeah.
I think like last month, two of the other interns and I had the chance talking to Harry Yoon in person about his experience in the industry and whatnot, and just him giving us advice. And that was just a super valuable experience. Oh,
who's Harry Yoon, Sam?
Harry Yoon is the editor of Spider-Man. A couple of other big movies too, like Michael Jackson biopic and things like that. It was just a very valuable experience. Hearing about how, you know, his collaboration with people early on in his career when he was making these smaller indie films really helped him later on, and how just how much work and how much time has gone into this hobby of his until it was able to develop into a full-time job. And now he's able to do these big movies. And it just kind of shows how much passion you have to be able to do this as a job.
Well, guys, we're about out of time, but Destin, before we go, I had one question I've been curious about. Peter Parker, Spider-Man, he just seems so cool, and you spend time with him. Give us a moment about your impressions about Tom Holland playing Peter Parker.
Tom Holland is a gem of a human being. He's wonderful to be around. He's not just an incredible actor and an incredible performer, but he is very kind. He knows everybody's names on set. He treats everybody equally, whether you are the PA or the head of a studio. I think Tom really does encapsulate like a lot of the attributes of Peter Parker himself, and being around that character over the course of a year and a half and being around Peter Parker's innate kindness, his drive to be a better person every day, his drive to continue to chase what he believes is good and right despite the pain and suffering that he's been through. I think just being around that for 2 years has been a very life-changing experience, and I feel very lucky to have been able to go through that with a wonderful team.
That's so cool. Well, guys, we're out of time, but I want to thank you all so much for sharing. This has been utterly fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure and honor. Okay, guys, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
All right, so long. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.